This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is part of a multi-state effort against a new federal rule they say will expose their residents to predatory lending. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado voters chose to cap the interest rate on things like payday loans at no more than 36% a year. But short-term lenders have found a way around that by partnering with banks in other states to loan Coloradans money at much higher rates. The federal office that regulates banks recently changed the rules in a way that opponents say makes it easier for banks to participate in these lending practices. Weiser is one of eight attorneys general suing to try to get the rule reversed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The deadline to apply for money from the state's art fund is this week. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
During December's special legislative session, Colorado lawmakers allotted $7.5 million to arts organizations and entertainment venues, plus the artisan crews that make them work. Now, the deadline to apply for that money through the Colorado Arts Relief Fund is coming up on January 8th. Colorado Creative Industries will review applications from across the state. The grants are for individuals and organizations affected by mandated closures that have not received previous state grants like this. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
University of Colorado Boulder Chancellor Philip DeStefano has tested positive for COVID-19. DeStefano is isolating at home and has mild symptoms. CU's spring semester is set to start next week with remote classes for at least a month. This is CPR News.